Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
PrisonPlanet.com has been banned by the British government on all of their wireless networks and computer systems. That's one of the top stories on PrisonPlanet.com right now as the attack on the freedom of the Internet intensifies. Worse censorship in many areas of Europe and, of course, England than we see in communist China. And total hypocrisy. Oil jumps above $126 a barrel. Blackwater, the evidence shows, the LA Times is reporting, working with federal law enforcement inside the United States. Unique law lets police seize guns before a crime is committed in a type of pre-crime. That's out of the Hartford Current. This is just some of what we're going to be covering today. But for the next 20 minutes, out of the gates, coming in hot, we have Congressman Ron Paul joining us to talk about all the big world events that are taking place right now. Congressman Ron Paul, thank you for joining us on this Monday, sir.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
There is so much happening, so much going on. I've got all my questions, sir, but today, Congressman, right there in the eye of the storm in D.C., what is most important that the listeners be made aware of?
Well, probably the ineptness, which continues, which everybody knows about. I mean, it just gets worse every day. They're absolutely frozen in dealing with all the problems, you know, whether it's the debt, whether it's the foreign policy, whether it's the recession, depression that's going on, the rising cost of energy. I mean, all these things are happening. And I guess the biggest point is they don't have the vaguest idea what caused it, and they keep yelling and screaming at each other and shouting of what they should do, but it's all grandstanding political maneuvering, you know, to try to blame one side versus the other. So it means to me that the American people can't have too many high hopes that the people in Washington are going to come up with any solutions here in the near future.
Let's get into the economy first. Who's really running things in the private banking system? Is it Bernanke, or as some financial analysts are saying, that it's really Paulson who has more power and is tied into the private banking system?
Well, I think it's hard for me to separate the two. I mean, you don't become Federal Reserve Board chairman if you're an independent-minded person. You have to be part of that establishment. You don't become chairman or secretary of the Treasury in the same light. But I would say personality-wise, Paulson has a stronger personality, and he's more forceful and represents Wall Street a little more strongly than Bernanke, because he's been more academic. But they still all serve the same interest. But it may be that when the President's Working Group on Financial Markets meet, my guess would be that Paulson probably is leading the charge on all the decision-making.
Being on the banking committee, you've got a catbird seat on, or at least some ideas on what they're planning in the future. Are they going to lower rates more? Are they going to increase rates? And, I mean, your analysis, Congressman, of what their financial plan is.
Of course, you would think that somebody on the banking committee, a congressman and a ranking member on the Monetary Policy Committee, would have a greater insight. But the truth is we're kept in the dark just like everybody else, and I can't attend those meetings, so I have to make some guesses myself. But I would say, you know, that they'll probably not do anything right now, neither raise nor lower. But the point being, if the markets are reassured that they made no significant changes and they kept it the same, keeping it the same is still artificial. You know, if the overnight rates are 2%, if they should be 6%, they're still artificially low and causing more problems. So everything that they do right now has to be wrong, because they can't possibly know what the market should be telling us.
Congressman Ron Paul, quick break. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Get more into the economy. Also, we'll talk about the big event coming up in early September in Minnesota, the Rally for the Republic, and a lot more with Congressman Ron Paul. Stay with us.
David J. Smith, did you know that a plan was laid down in the 1870s to conquer the world for world government that has not been deviated from since its inception? These conspirators said that they must have many revolutionary wars and three world wars. Have we witnessed these wars of liberation since the 1920s and then World War I and World War II? The Illuminati, who are worshippers of Lucifer, are now preparing for the final conflict, the Third World War, to produce their one-world government. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming about by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now to request your subscription. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaysMedInc.com. That's LaysMedInc.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ron Paul is our guest as the big rally for the Republic coming up in just about 3.5 weeks. I'll tell you about that before he leaves us, some of the amazing speakers and people that are going to be on the list. Congressman, finishing up with the economy, the mainstream media gets the public to focus in on what's happening with oil or gold or inflation day to day, instead of looking at the year-long and decade-long graphs where gold's going straight up, oil's going straight up, every commodity's going straight up, the dollar's going straight down. You talked a few weeks ago about something really big on the economic front coming that would, quote, put our liberties into deep freeze. Can you flesh that out for us and give us more specifics with your economic outlook, studying economics and being on the banking committee, on where we're going, looking at the current economic landscape and what the private Federal Reserve is saying?
Well, what I'm thinking about is the tremendous dislocation of capital that has occurred over the last 35 years since the Bretton Woods Agreement broke down. We've had nothing but a world fiat currency. And it's already well into the correction, but I think it has a long way to go. And that is, we've literally pumped in hundreds of billions of dollars. You know, they talked about the housing bill last week when that was finally passed, and it's open-ended. They pretend it's $25 billion, but the Secretary of the Treasury actually has license to buy up all the securities relating to mortgages. So he has no restraint, and he can do that without back coming back to Congress. But if you look at what the Fed has already done, they've pumped in hundreds of billions of dollars already. And the market really hasn't discounted that at all. I saw an article that said that if another country had even hinted to our this, their currency would have been wiped out immediately. It would have been so disastrous. And yet there's so much illogical trust placed in the dollar still, even though it's being lost and it's going down. I think someday somebody's going to wake up and say, you know, this dollar is a fraud, and they're going to leave the dollar. And the reason I think about this in light of our foreign policy is, you know, there's still a bunch of people in Washington that want to go and bomb Iran. And if they do that, I mean, just the psychology of this and the pressure on the military and the pressure on the oil and everything, that would be the precipitating event I see as a financial collapse. And when you have that, you have a political crisis. And I just happen to believe we're vulnerable. It's just that I don't have a timetable. I can't say next week it's going to happen or next month, but I do believe it's going to happen unless we wake up, and right now it doesn't look like we're waking up very fast.
The Federal Reserve has signaled for years they plan to just print more money, issue more liquidity. Now Barack Obama proposed Saturday a $150 billion or $1,000 credit per U.S. citizen for increasing energy costs, but that's, again, borrowing from the private bankers again and borrowing from foreign countries again instead of fixing the problems we have with our energy system of not enough refineries and not allowing drilling in places like Anwar in Alaska. Congressman, what's your take on Barack Obama wanting a $150 billion energy check to be sent out to the American people?
Well, it's just more of the same, and it should send shudders through the market. I mean, in time, that is what will push up gold and the dollar down, but the immediate results haven't been that way because, of course, he's not president yet, and they may well do that later. So markets are sort of fickle. Sometimes they react immediately in the wrong direction, then they finally wake up and they do the other thing. But this whole notion that Obama has something new and wonderful to offer is just silly talk, and he just has more spending. But if we could only criticize him and say, the answer is just vote for the Republican, and the Republicans will save us, you know, we can't do that either. And I think that's what the American people are waking up to, realizing that neither party is offering us any solution. But this whole idea that we can either appropriate more money or print more money and inflate our way out of it or borrow our way out of it, that's coming to an end. And I think that's what the American people are sensing. And the frustrations with the American people are way ahead of what's going on in Washington.
A crisis of confidence. You've always spoken, going back decades, about the fact that once the government started going bankrupt, once the dollar started imploding and eroding because of the policies they were setting, you knew that that would eventually precipitate out, that there would come a point where we were at a crossroads of, would the government be able to offer the solution of even more government and bring us into total tyranny once we came to the crossroads? Or would we, liberty lovers, those that want to legalize freedom, get to the point of educating the public enough so that they push for a real solution, a true free market, Republican form of government? A, do you think we're approaching that true flashpoint or crossroads? And B, which way do you see us going?
Well, I can't say for sure, and I don't think anybody knows, but we're getting awfully close to that. I have concluded that we will not, you know, gradually improve ourselves in Washington, that we get a better Congress and we work our way out of it, which in theory you could do that. If you did the right things, you'd suffer a bit, but we could work our way out of it. I think we're going to continue to have the politicians always do the bailouts as well as Treasury and as well as the Federal Reserve, which means that we will come to a crisis. And the question is what you bring up. Will there be enough of us to pick up the pieces, or will the authoritarians who have ruined the system come in and hold it together just by more brute force? And history says that generally what happens is brute force is used to hold the people together. And I'm just hoping and working for the day, believing that there's enough of us left. There is a remnant, and we have access to spreading our messages through radio and through the internet, that there will be enough of us that we can stand up to the authoritarians. But I think the results are yet to be found out.
Well, Congressman, we're gearing up to educate the public peacefully. Meanwhile, the authoritarians, in all their major white papers, Defense Department, Ministry of Defense in England, they admit they're gearing up to counter the people who don't want to go into bondage and third world serfdom in this whole high-tech overlay. And so clearly, the enemy of liberty understands that and is gearing up with propaganda, militarily, police-wise, to oppress the people. Can you speak to that in this latest example of where they've just announced without warrants they're going to seize everybody's computers? They already started it at the border and send them off for months for them to download the contents of your laptop or your iPhone, which and then they're having, quote, private corporations who are sharing the data. I mean, it's a race towards Orwell.
Yeah, and it's always, you know, for good reasons. I mean, somebody coming into this, they start with the borders, and they say, well, you might be a terrorist, so we have to know what's in everybody's computer. So it's always playing on this, we're going to take care of you. But just think of all these lists and ID badges and everything else that they want to have, national ID cards. It's always done to keep out the illegals. And yet, at the same time, we know that they're not very serious about that. But, you know, some person one time said, you know, maybe we ought to do better at the borders to keep the illegals out. But if we have too many fences, it may be that those fences are going to be used to keep us all in. And the border, since I don't believe them being very serious about protecting our borders, every time they pretend to protect the borders, I get very worried. And this whole idea that they're going to seize computers at the border without a search warrant means, although it hasn't happened domestically and it's just starting at the borders, I mean, we're in for a lot of trouble because everything is more lists on people. I mean, there are so many databases in Washington. Maybe the only saving grace will be that they'll have so much information they won't be able to keep up with, and it won't be very efficient. But in the meantime, they make a lot of mistakes. Just think of the list they have now on suspected terrorists. I mean, hundreds of thousands of people on that list. Once your name gets on there, you can't get it off. So much abuse and so much distrust that exists from this. So,
Congressman, what about federal funding for police to go knock on people's doors and, quote, ask to look for illegal guns randomly? Now the Illinois governor has announced 2 weeks ago, NBC and Chicago Tribune, that they want to, quote, use the National Guard in anti-gun sweeps. It's getting so bad. What should we do about this?
Well, if it's a state thing, you have to raise a fuss. If it's federal money, of course, we're supposed to take care of that. But isn't this a perfect example of how the government is being used to destroy our liberties? And there was a time when it was thought that the government was there to protect our liberties. The government is supposed to be there to make sure you have your Second Amendment. But here they're using the government to take your Second Amendment rights away. What happened, you know, in Katrina in New Orleans? They went in there and took guns away. Well, they were supposed to go in there and protect property, which means that you had a right to go to your property, use your own gun, and protect it. But no, the government comes in and say, you can't even get on your property. And if you have a gun, we're going to take it away from you. And why the American people put up with this, and they have been doing it for so long, I don't know. But I do know there's a growing number of individuals like us who are saying enough is enough.
Congressman, I want to get into the Campaign for Liberty. I want to get into the big rally coming up. The tickets are selling out fast. Some of the great people that are going to be there, like Jesse Ventura and others, who, by the way, I talked to this morning about an event we're doing. I'll tell you about later, listeners. Congressman, Iran, I mean, you're up there. Last time you were on, you said that colleagues of yours are walking around talking about how great it'd be to nuke Iran. Israel's saying they may go in, even if the U.S. doesn't back it. We're getting mixed signals. Barack Obama said last week to the Senate Democrats, hey, if we don't get these sanctions, then there probably is going to be an attack on Iran. What is the best intel you've got? Are they planning to hit Iran and when?
Well, I don't know of any precise plans, but I know that the neoconservatives are still in charge in Washington, although every once in a while you'll hear Condoleezza Rice say something and say, oh, maybe she represents the moderates. But at the same time, she says something like, let's talk to him for a day. The next day she said, but remember, nothing is taken off the table. So the influence is still there that wants it to happen, but I don't, they probably themselves don't have a day set to do it. They're waiting for an opportunity, and something will come along. Now, whether it happens in the next month or two is still unknown. But the one thing that American people have to realize is just because on occasion they hear Obama say something that's less aggressive and he wants to maybe bring some troops out of Iraq, you have to remember he's the one that even beat John McCain in saying we need more troops in Afghanistan, and he has never backed away from even a nuclear first strike on Iran, because he won't take anything off the table either.
Congressman, we've only got a few minutes left with you. Specifically, you've warned several times on the House floor and on this radio show about provocations, Gulf of Tonkin-style events that almost happened a few months ago in the Strait of Hormuz with the Iranian boats and the fake radio transmission. Cy Hirsch reported 2 months ago that the White House, quote, wants a provocation. He got that from inside sources in White House meetings. You're aware of that. That's A. B, did you know that Keith Olbermann did report Friday that Cy Hirsch has now reported that the White House wanted provocations, and Dick Cheney proposed creating fake Iranian patrol boats, putting Navy SEALs in them, and having a shootout between the larger missile cruisers and the Navy SEALs? Were you aware of that? And if you are, what's your take?
Well, I heard that story. I don't have proof of it, but I believe it's very, very possible. I mean, this is the kind of, didn't Cheney do something early on about using a UN symbol and hitting it and then blaming it on the Iranians? So they're capable of doing anything.
Well, I tell you what, Congressman, I just skipped the break. If you can stay with us three more minutes, I will pull Keith Olbermann up. It's up on Prison Planet. .com. See, the news moves so fast, it's already off the main page. No, sir, I'm telling you, Keith Olbermann reported on it. There is a YouTube video of Cy Hirsch at a media conference saying that there were a dozen provocations. He said, I'll only tell you about one. Dick Cheney proposed, but the military shot it down because they didn't want to kill our own troops. Dick Cheney, this is huge. We need your help to look into this and then cover it. Dick Cheney came right out and said this, sir.
I believe him.
Well, it's just unbelievable. What should we do about this?
Well, I don't know how much more we can do. I mean, we have to let the people know. First is get knowledge. Individuals like myself, and we only have a few in Washington that speak in Washington to try to slow that up. And, you know, in one minor way, I think we did a little bit of good on that H. Conrad's 362, I believe, where they were going to put on the absolute blockade of Iran. And we spoke out on that, and that has settled down. It may still come up, but because several of us spoke out against it, I think they've backed off because they had to admit it really was a blockade. They proposed that as if, oh, no, this is just a few sanctions. This is not really a blockade. So we're outnumbered and we're outgunned, and that's why it's so dangerous.
Congressman, spend a few minutes telling us about the campaign for Liberty to tell us about what's coming up with this huge rally for the Republic.
Well, you know, the Republicans' convention starts, I think it's on September 1st and runs for several days. And we had what many considered a very successful campaign the last year and a half. And we wanted to conclude it on a very positive note. So it was very clear that we would not be allowed to participate in the Republican convention. So we decided we would have our own. So we're about 8 miles from where the Republicans are holding their rally as a campaign for liberty. I see the other candidates as campaign for power, which is exactly opposite of what we do. We campaign for liberty, and we want it to be a very positive note. We're going to have a lot of music, and we're going to have a lot of speakers, and it's going to be talking about the Republic. It's a rally for the Republic, and anybody interested in it should go to campaignforliberty.com and join us and come there. We expect to have a lot of enthusiasm. We had one reporter call Jesse, our press guy, and said, look, if you guys fill that place, He says, you will be the news for the whole week. So there's a little bit of PR stuff involved here, too. And that is our goal. We're working. The numbers look good. But, you know, until it's over and successful, you know, I do worry a little bit.
Well, you've already sold more than half the tickets, and you've got 3 weeks to sell the rest. This is going to be a huge success. Guaranteed it's going to overflow. In fact, Jesse told me last week he's already looking for overflow areas for other people nearby. Congressman, let me just play you a minute of this, get your comment on, and we'll let you go. This is world's worst president. This is Keith Olbermann. Now, understand, we have the Syhurst clip where he lays it out and says we just didn't put it in the newspaper, in the magazine, but here it is. This is the audio from Friday's Keith Olbermann.
He told the Campus Progress Journalism Conference that in a meeting in the vice president's office, members of the administration sat around brainstorming ideas to provoke a war with Iran. Quote, the one that interested me the most was, why don't we in our shipyard, build four or five boats that look like Iranian PT boats, put Navy SEALs on them with a lot of arms, and the next time one of our boats goes to the Straits of Hormuz, start a shoot-up. Might cost some lives, and it was rejected because you can't have Americans killing Americans. That's the level of stuff we're talking about. Provocation, but that was rejected. Can you see this happening in Cheney's office? Sure you can. Can you see Cheney getting all happy and worked up and almost smiling? Sure you can. Can you see when they get to the part about Americans being killed and you can't do that, and he just stares at them all and says, so? Vice President Dick Cheney, today's worst person in the world.
Congressman, to me, this is a huge deal because in the actual clip that I'll email your staff, this is at a major journalism conference in front of hundreds of people and journalists. He says there were 11 other staged events they planned. Then we have the White House memo where they wanted to fly the U.S. planes, painted up like the U.N. low to get them shot down. This is a big deal, and we need to make sure there's an investigation. We need to know those other 11 targets. Can you comment on this?
Well, the sad part is that a lot of people won't be surprised. I imagine you weren't totally surprised. I mean,
no, sir.
And that's the really sad part about it, but it is tragic. It's sad. And we have to do our very best. And this exposure is great. I think this is fine. Let the people know what's going on. And maybe they'll wake up when it happens. But I'm afraid to death. You know, all I have to do is have one of our ships hit and a bunch of Americans killed. And one or two news stations up, it was the Iranians. The country's going to be ready to go to war. I mean, they'd be even willing to call a draft to say, well, we have to go. We have to save Israel. We have to go and march in. So we need a draft, and that's the worst part that I fear. I guess we have to keep doing what we can do to expose the truth.
Congressman, you don't toot your own horn, but in closing, it was almost 2 years ago. I know it was in early 2007. I know you gave speeches similar to this even before that, saying, I'm afraid they're going to stage a Gulf of Tonkin in the Strait of Hormuz. Did you get intel on that, or are you, I mean, how on earth were you able to predict something like this, and then now they already tried it with the PT boats a few months ago, with fake radio transmissions, now Gary Hart's writing letters to Iran, saying they may stage a Gulf of Tonkin. I mean, how did you know that?
I didn't absolutely know that. It just sort of was the fact that they've done it before, and I know what the neocons want. And they did it for Vietnam, and they've done it over the centuries, you know, the various wars. So often there seems to be an incident with the Navy and with the ship. So it must be easier to do it. So it was just strong suspicion in relationship to the kind of people that we have running our government.
Well, by exposing it, that takes this tool of staged events and breaks it so they can't use it. Again, huge guests coming up. Folks can go buy tickets right now. You've got several websites. Is the best one Rally for the Republic?
That or Campaign for Liberty.
And that's rallyfortherepublic.com?
Right.
And the Campaign for Liberty website, we have links to those up on InfoWars.com. Also, Congressman, give us your House website. Give us some of your other websites.
Well, the best one to go to look at all my websites would be ronpaul.org, and that lists about six websites, the political websites and the PAC website and the different things and the educational website. ronpaul.org for all the websites.
Okay, that's the big portal to all the world of Ron Paul and liberty. Thank you so much for your tireless efforts to defend freedom. I know you're going to be popping in for about 5 minutes later in the week to make that big announcement we were going to make today, but Jesse Ventura, many others at the event, get your tickets now. Congressman, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Well, that was a bombshell interview, ladies and gentlemen, and it's only going to get more powerful after this break. Prison Planet is now censored by the British government.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Even terrible gas prices don't come close to the disaster of food costs from shortages already destroying millions of American families. Wheat for flour is already four times more expensive than it was about a year ago. Food costs continue to double because there's no food worldwide. The only solution is to use now and store for later great flavored super bulk foods that cost half as much as your groceries cost last year. Get on the web at eFoodsDirect.com and find a 2-month grab-and-go kit. This easy fix supply gives you 2 months worth of three great meals a day. The cost, about $5 a day. eFoodsDirect.com also has a complete bulk supply of superfood at half the cost of last year's groceries. Call 800-409-5633. The rest of the world is starving, but what happens in your piece of America is up to you. Call 800-409-5633.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-498-2981, 800-498-2981, and find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-498-2981, 800-498-2981.
Provider and licensing details are available.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. The fact that the British government is censoring PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com, TruthNews.us, Infowars.net is a big victory for us. It shows that we're hurting them badly. When they carried out their attack with Mossad and CIA back on 7/7 in 2005 with the London bombings, when you typed London bombing or bombing into Google for at least a month straight, the number one thing under the term bombing or London bombing, the number one thing was PrisonPlanet.com links. Now, we have caught major internet companies in England, Australia, Germany, the United States blocking Infowars.com. If you will notice on most major cable modem systems in the U.S. now, if you type an address in wrong, it doesn't go to a blank screen on your computer. It'll be Time Warner Roadrunner, or it'll be Comcast Cable. And they're running everything through their systems. They don't need to tap anything. You go through them as a gate. Your computer is coupled first into their system. Now, I learned a decade ago, really, I guess I started Infowars.com 11 years ago, in 1997, so even then, public schools, Dell computers, many University of Texas systems, then we got calls and people mailed us the sheets where the university had screens saying that it was blocked. Municipal libraries, state libraries, university libraries. So this is one form of censorship. Also, we found out of the scores of internet filtration systems that people subscribe to and download, or in the old days you would mail off for a disk, that would have thousands of websites banned on it. And there's a family of these. There's porn, hacking, hate, and gambling. That's the four genres that people, oh, I don't want my children seeing this. I'm going to download this program, or I'm going to buy this disk and install it. And we all are included in hacking in many of those private systems. We are listed as a hacker website, nothing about hacking on our website. And we are also listed as a filtration system for hate. Now they've added a fifth to some of these filters. There's only one way they're censoring. There's many. They hit you from multiple sides, multi-headed hydra. Now they're adding piracy. Now, we're not on those lists, but it's kind of like the TSA list that has over a million Americans on it, or the criminal list that has over 8 million Americans on it, that people don't even have convictions that are on it. This is a control grid to track and trace and make us second-class citizens. Now, under Internet 2, one facet of that plan, there's multiple tracks running on that, Comcast, Time Warner, others are doing it right here in Texas. Comcast is doing it in New York. The two major companies have announced 2 weeks ago in Canada that they're going to decide what sites you visit, and they're only going to allow a couple thousand sites. It isn't just going to be Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It is already just the vast majority of the Internet, and so your computer becomes a glorified cable system with only a few thousand websites that you can visit. Now, we told you years ago this was going to happen because we could read the minutes of the Internet 2 meetings they've had in London, that they've had in Tokyo, that they've had in Austin, Texas, they've had in Chicago, San Francisco. What, 3 years ago it was in Austin. And they always announce at the beginning, it's a consortium of private corporations, universities, and government, and DARPA, and other foreign governments, that, quote, the Internet is dead. And they say they're going to not fix the old hubs of the Internet. They're going to let those degrade. They say that's their right to do that. They also want the authorization by the federal government and the FCC. That Comcast just got told Friday that they have to stop doing what they're doing, filtering out the majority of the web, and they are saying they're going to disregard the FCC. They don't have that regulatory power. So the web was built to be free and open. You pay for it with your websites you pay for. The people that are serving you pay for it with their servers and their bandwidth. You pay for it with your Internet connection. We're getting more Internet connectivity. We're getting more bandwidth, not less. They try to have Ted Stevens come out and say, oh, the pie's small. It's not getting bigger. We have to restrict it. Now he's indicted for all his crimes. There's no alleging those. So we need listeners to understand this is happening. This is coming down now. This has been declared. Now, Paul Watson has gone to China. Paul Watson took a trip there last year to Tibet. Paul Watson could get on PrisonPlanet.com from Communist China. But in England, and we keep getting reports from listeners and emails, and they send us screenshots of it happening. Another way they're attacking is, quote, the government's going to offer everyone free broadband wireless in Western Europe, in the United States, in South Korea, in Singapore and many other countries, first world nations. Quote, free. You're paying for it through tax money. And then they are demanding that anyone in that area who is taking the free broadband basically click on an agreement waiving their rights to be tracked, to be traced, to be controlled. So, see, they're just making the new Internet where you'll have to have a sub-website on one of their major websites. There's only going to be 100 of them under Internet 2. And then no more Infowars.com. It'll be MySpace/Infowars.com, and they can restrict your bulletins, shut you down, delete you, ban you. But the other big way they're doing this on, quote, free government Internet systems is Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are completely banned, but not just us. Paul then noticed that almost every alternative media site, even mainline alternative sites, you see, 60% down, 60%+ down in newspaper readership. TV's plunging in ratings. The mainstream media is fully discredited. They're falling apart. They've got to do this, folks. They are coming. They're chopping up the web right now. You had better use PrisonPlanet.com while it's still available. You better tell your whole email list about the censorship. You better explain to them the different... We've got to create a war room on Prison Planet and InfoWars now, explaining the... Well, there's really more than 20 ways they're killing the web, but there's six or seven main ways that have subsystems of doing it, so people can identify how they're being censored, how it's being choked, what's happening. But it's here. Just like we wrote 2 years ago, MySpace is a Trojan horse of Internet too. And that got picked up by a lot of magazines, newspapers. Wired Magazine reported on our report. The San Francisco Chronicle did, because their own web people, their own IT specialists, their own consultants had never put the big spectrum together. And they went, oh, my God, this is accurate. This is real. Well, we didn't put it together. Quit thinking I'm a genius. Internet 2 told us the plan 7 years ago. You understand, folks, all we do is tell you what their official plan is. Dick Cheney said they wanted terror attacks, staged terror attacks for the war, and then they did it. They are arrogant bastards. It's the same thing on every issue. We're only telling you what is admitted. Do you understand that? And if they can acclimate you and get you to accept, okay, they're shutting the web down piece by piece, death by a thousand cuts, and now they're implementing the most egregious forms of censorship and control right now. And if we just accept and go, okay, that's the way it is. I mean, we've gone on the web. I checked the message boards, YouTube comments, dig comments. We've gone from people saying we're making this up to people saying, okay, Alex Jones is right, but there's nothing we can do about it. We can do a lot about this, ladies and gentlemen. When Comcast and Time Warner and a few others, but they're together about half of the cable modem market, you can pull the numbers on that in the U.S. and Canada. When they're able to do that, that sets a precedent, and then all the other majors and then minors can implement that as well. You have to boycott and protest it and speak out against it early on. Now is the time. Now, I bring you now to Paul Watson. Major transportation, major international transportation hub censors political websites. By Paul Watson on PrisonPlanet.com right now. And this is a huge deal, just more of an example of how they all don't just engage in censorship. They then, as he's in the massive international terminal, he's reading newspapers everywhere before he visited Europe for the last week and a half with his girlfriend. He was, it's all in the article, reading China censors. China does this and that. Oh, China's so bad, they make you sign up for free speech zones, which we already have here. You see, we have to recognize we're as bad or worse than China, and now they've got congressional hearings talking about shutting down our free speech. We've got all the major pundits calling for my arrest for the things I say, because we're hurting these people, because we do have power, because of you, the listeners, taking action. We're walking point. We need your support. Paul Watson, tell your story. Tell folks what happened.
Hello, Alex. I was traveling down to London from Sheffield to catch the Eurostar, traveling to St. Pancras International, which is basically the home of the Eurostar. It goes to France, Brussels, Germany, and beyond. And I had actually come down on the train using a 3G connection, which is over the cell phone network, to collect some articles to post on Prison Planet. So I got the articles bookmarked them, and then when I get to St. Pancras, they've got a wireless connection, which is a lot quicker, so I'll be able to use it to send them to my brother a lot quicker, because he'd be updating the website that day. So as soon as I connected to the wireless internet, you know, I loaded up a few mainstream websites, BBC, etc. They came up fine. Then I tried clicking on a link to thinkprogress.org, which is a left-leaning alternative news website, but it's semi-mainstream. It's quoted in mainstream sources quite regularly. And, of course, Think Progress, I mean, it covers nothing in relation to UK or UK policy. So to see a message pop up saying, you know, this website is blocked and cannot be accessed, I thought, well, this is a bit strange. Maybe it's some kind of technical error. So then I went straight to prisonplanet.com and got exactly the same message. Infowars.com, prisonplanet.tv, they're all blocked by St. Pancras International, as are, you know, others like counterpunch.org and other alternative news websites. They're all blocked. And this was around the same time that I was reading headlines in the newspapers about China blocking political websites in anticipation of the Olympic Games. So to just experience the hypocrisy of the fact that it was going on right here at home, and the British tabloids and broadsheets were howling about how it was going on in China, was just galling to witness.
Now, Paul, we get reports literally every day of, and I've confirmed many of them, of many other government institutions in the U.S., Canada, England, Germany, you name it, doing it. We need to desperately get other media outlets, alternative outlets that have been blocked, to report on this. We need to make a big stink out of this. If we lay down to this, this sets a precedent.
Well, exactly. I mean, I get emails every month from people saying your website is blocked in a library, in a university, in a hospital. In fact, we've got people in London. Prison Planet is basically blocked in most, you know, establishment London libraries and many hospitals as well. It's blocked everywhere. No doubt, you know, that's got something to do with the fact that when 7/7 happened, we were basically right at the forefront of exposing it. But, I mean, even to see mildly critical websites in comparison to ours, like Think Progress, get blocked, just underlines how desperate they are to blacklist any kind of alternative information.
And, Paul, now they are announcing that they are going to do this on entire system-wide grids with major telecommunications companies. We're here, folks. We're now at the point where you won't be able to get to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Now is the time for people to go absolutely ape and realize how important Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are. Ladies and gentlemen, these are precious websites, but not just ours. They are already announced, what, just a few weeks ago in Canada, that 99% of the web will be off limits with their two major telecom companies. This is everybody. This is everything. Because they can't have Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Last Thursday, we put the call out to the listeners to make sure the story about Dick Cheney wanting to plan terror attacks out, and then Keith Olbermann reported on it, and some other publications reported on it. We have the power, because of the listeners, to sabotage their criminal operations. This is life and death, Paul.
Well, that's right, and I mean, the other way they're getting it through is by censorship of emails. During the Downing Street memo scandal, which was, of course, all over the alternative news media, yet it took the Washington Post weeks or months to even mention it. Comcast was blocking emails with afterdowningstreet.org in the subject heading because they claimed that they had received 46,000 complaints, which is impossible because the activist behind that project, David Swanson, did not send out 46,000 emails.
They are moving against us now. Everybody has to stick together, or we're all going to hang separate on this. They are moving against us because we're on the verge of exposing their state-sponsored terrorism, their fake global warming hype, their global taxes, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, it's happening now. Paul, what's the battle plan? What should we do? What should we ask listeners to do?
Well, what's proven successful in the past is whenever something like this happens, I mean, MySpace admitted to the fact that we were on a censorship list. At first they said it was a technical error, then later when it happened again, we got a screenshot of one of the administrators admitting that PrisonPlanet.com links were being censored because the website was on a blacklist.
And you need to make a master article with the 30 or 40, probably more, examples we have where censorship of our sites is admitted. And I'm so tired of listeners on our MySpace account saying that we're blocking your posts, we're blocking your videos. No, MySpace does that to everybody. Dig rigged us and admitted that we were rigged to where we couldn't get onto the main page. I mean, we're being hit by every angle, and then the listeners think we're doing it. We're not doing it.
Well, Alex, I mean, if you go to Alex Jones's MySpace page right now and click on the blog, then try and click on the link for the latest entry, which is this article that we're talking about now. Because I post the first paragraph, and then I post a link to the rest of the article, which is a link to PrisonPlanet.com. Go and click on the link. It will not send you to PrisonPlanet.com. It will send you to MySpace homepage, because they've blocked the link.
Yeah, they don't let us send bulletins out. I've got a way to counter them when we get back. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. Paul Watson, stay there. We'll be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now, or become
property of the New World Order.
Look at your young men fighting. Look at your women crying. Look at your young men dying. Maybe they've always done before.
There's one big thing you can do. Go get our major headlines, the most important news we put out a day. Probably 3-4 articles we write on the biggest, most important issues. Earth-shaking stuff like Dick Cheney planned to attack 12 different targets, including dressing up Navy SEALs and putting them on patrol boats and having them attack U.S. ships, blaming it on Iran. You, the listeners, are the ones being censored. You got that out. That's why they're scared of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, because millions of you together on these sites are able to break through the electronic Berlin Wall that is the controlled corporate media. We are kicking their butts right now. You've got to go get stories like Rest in Peace, Alexander Solzhenitsyn, neocons pressured FBI to blame Al-Qaeda for anthrax attacks, major international transportation hub censors political websites. Those are the headlines on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Don't take this information for granted. Put it on hundreds of websites. Go on message boards. Post it in full. That's why we're trying to hire more staff so we can post our full articles on MySpace, so they can't censor that. At least that'll be on the page. They're blocking our videos. YouTube, we know, is messing with the counters. We know that Google would change our hits, or when we were getting a video that might be having a 500,000 hits a day, they would just block it for a few weeks or erase it. And then they stopped putting the counters on Google Video, started knocking us out of the number one spot. We're winning the info war, and they're cheating. Of course they're cheating. They want tyranny. They want dehumanization. Folks, we need your help. We need info warriors, not orders from headquarters, but to every day. You know, and for 30 minutes, all of you who are computer savvy, go in there, copy our stories, post them everywhere, post them. You know, if every listener out there who's on the website will just start copying our stories, emailing them out to everybody, posting them on sites, we have to let the New World Order know we're not going to put up with this. And let everybody know, PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com, InfoWars.net, JonesReport.com. These sites are scaring the globalists to death. They are shutting us down. They are censoring us everywhere. Appreciate our Google videos. Appreciate the YouTube videos. They're not going to be there forever, folks, if they're able to win. They're moving now. We better get the word out while we've still got some punch. You understand, Paul Watson? Any other ideas? I guess complain to these ISPs. Cancel your service if they don't unblock it. I mean, every one of you, you can't count. Look, you can forget Congress. You can forget the executive. It's all bought and paid for. We've got to take the country and the world back at the grassroots. They're moving to block us, and they're moving to block us because we are having an effect. Paul Watson.
Well, yeah, it's been successful in the past when Google blocked Space War, which is a mainstream website, carries AFP articles, some of them mildly critical of China's geopolitical aspirations. Google simply delisted that website from their entire search engine. There was an outcry, and it came back a couple of days later.
And let's be clear, Paul, I'm going to hold you over. Let's be clear. YouTube, Google, Yahoo, they all admit for 3 years they are censoring for communist China. They get the list from them and do what they say. You understand? Now they're doing it on a mass scale in the U.S., England, Canada, and Europe. Are we going to put up with communist Chinese style or worse censorship of the sites? It's happening. Do you understand?
That's the point, Alex. As you said, I was in China. There's a delay every time you visit a website while it's checked against the government blacklist. And PrisonPlanet.com isn't on that blacklist, but it is in London, England.
Ladies and gentlemen, the government of Britannia, the criminal organization, is blocking all of our websites and many others. We'll be right back to keep breaking this down with Paul Watson. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.